All right, good evening. This is the October 4th? Third?
Fourth.
Fourth, 2017, meeting of the Wilmer City Planning Commission. Is there a motion to remove from the table the Sweet Living Extended State Plan Review? Please, so move. Second, we have a motion and a second. Is that all we need, or do we actually need to?
That's fine.
Okay. Megan, will you remind us where we were at with this item?
Last meeting, last week, we had some concerns about the shortage of parking spaces that are required for not only this site, but the site across the street. It was contingent upon their approval for that side of the street. So the west side, they needed to provide 15 space over here, which they did, but now that they're building this new building, those 15 spaces were no longer accommodated, so you had them go back and revise their plan and add more spaces, which they did. And they actually now exceed the number that you need.
And if I remember from the general conversation, that was basically the only concern that the commission had had. And staff is recommending that we approve the plan review with conditions A through D as listed in the staff report. Does anyone have any questions? Do you want to say anything about this? I think your plan speaks for itself.
I'll answer any questions you have, but I don't need to say anything.
Do we have any questions for the applicant?
One thing that we did recommend previously and this time as well is that those end caps of the parking spaces be curbed and landscaped to delineate them, which is part of our landscape and parking requirement. When you exceed a certain number of parking spaces, we require that delineation. It helps in the winter time for people to know where they're supposed to park. I know snowplow drivers don't care for it, but it does help help guide people into the correct spaces. Yes.
Gotcha. So we're looking for them to meet all the engineering, meeting up here to the engineering department comments.
Right.
That one thing issue that, you just
yes,
mentioned.
And I don't think they have the drainage calculations. When I said they would need everything from your engineer,
they weren't in there?
I don't believe so. All
right. I will get you everything.
The stormwater plan is in there, but I don't think the actual calculations are in there.
Okay.
Because Curly didn't change his comment on that either, so.
So stormwater calculations,
yeah,
if you want.
Yep.
All right, then.
And that.
And that's on here, and I'll give you a copy of this, Gabe, so that you have it.
Okay.
Too. And there's just the date here. I typed this up yesterday.
And that doesn't change what we're considering, because that has
no.
to be adhered
and that's
to
something
by ordinance.
He's going to have to do before he gets his building permit anyway. Right. The engineering, stormwater stuff has to be all done.
Any questions from the commissioners? Okay, what would the commission like to do?
Move to approve the plan as submitted, subject to compliance with the recommendations of the city and the city.
All right, that sounds good. Is there's a motion? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion of the matter? All right. This is a plan review, and so therefore I do have to read the findings of fact. We find that the plan review with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city, that there was no factual demonstration of a substantial or appreciable negative impact on values to properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional, plan review. Three, that the plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of a natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community, that the plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the district as zoned. Five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. And seven, the plan review will be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area slash neighborhood. Having said that, this is a roll call vote. Starting in with John.
Aye.
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 Aye. That would be seven ayes, zero nays, and the plan review is approved. That's it. Megan, do you have anything else for us?
I don't.
Would entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yep.
So moved. Is there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.
Megan, the next meeting is the
October 18th.